Dude, I have a great story of when I spoke at University of Florida the first time. Drank 2 venti coffees, was so hungover. I was, ugh.
That sounds brutal. Miserable.
We'll talk about that.
So miserable.
On a stage of like 3,000 people, first time doing public speaking. Oh, it was a complete disaster. It was awful. Let's start with a laugh.
Okay.
Amazing.
What's up,
Dahlia, what is going on? I am so excited to be here.
Chit-chat.
This has been a long time coming, and I'm so excited to be here with you. So,
chit-chat, me too.
So what do you have in store for us today?
Well, we are learning about the reason we're here. Why you're here.
Shit, yeah. That is really, really, we're going to try to keep this to 26 minutes.
Got it.
Because no one wants to hear more than that. And
valid.
So I guess, why am I here?
Who are you? What's your name?
Who am I? My name is Chris Smith. I am a lot of different titles.
Yeah.
One of the ones that I like the most is the protector of the promise. That's our shit yeah promise. I just want to make everybody around me, mainly our 6 stakeholders, make them say shit yeah.
Shit yeah.
So that's why we got shit yeah sauce. It'll make you say it. And it's really why we do everything in the company is we just want to exceed expectations. So I think the best way for us to do that is to talk about what makes people say shit yeah. You know, what they hate about the restaurant business. I'm going to certainly talk about that because the restaurant business sucks. And then we're also going to talk about what we're doing to change it. So not to complain about it. I choose to be in the restaurant business. And that's what we're going to talk about. So,
you want to give like a little overview of Zunzibar, how they fit together?
Yeah. Let's certainly talk about that. Before that though, kind of how I got into this deal with Zunzi's, because that's one of the questions that is always asked. And it's an amazing question to ask of how you got in the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
I think the restaurant business employs more than any other business in the country. So it really affects so many people. I think in a 1-year period, everybody at some point goes to a restaurant.
Yeah.
So it touches everybody. And shoot, even go back to the Bible, like Adam and Eve eating food, right? There was the apple. So it just ties
really
to our core.
Really bad restaurant. Really zero.
There you go.
0 stars.
Right. not going to go there. A little weird. Let's get weird. Let's just start off with who am I? So like I said, Chris Smith, I'm the co-founder of Zunzi's, Zunzibar, the 26th Club, which is really what I'm so passionate about now is just getting as many people in there and just having fun with them via text. So definitely check out the 26th Club. I've been in the restaurant business since 2006. Started off while I was in college.
You're a trooper.
Yeah, somehow figured out to get my parents to invest in me. I'm honestly the most blessed person I know. And they took a huge leap of faith and became a Five Guys franchisee while I was in college. Opened my first location 6 months after graduating. Spent my senior year working at Five Guys in Jacksonville with a great mentor, Mark Janicek, who has Southern Grounds, doing amazing things franchising his business in Florida. And really taught me the ropes. And then very quickly, I've realized the restaurant business really sucks. Even with an amazing franchise like Five Guys, it was the fastest growing franchise. And still, I think it's one of the best what they do. I had my my son's first birthday came up and we decided to go to get Five Guys to go and just did it at home. And it was like so funny. So he had Five Guys for the first time on his birthday and it was just very, very sentimental. But got into it and learned the fundamentals of the restaurant business with Five Guys. And they just do burgers, fries, or die. That's their thing. And they do such a good job with it. And they always wanted to be the best burger. And they're fine with being the most expensive. And that's okay. And I learned a lot from that process. And in that time, 2007, I had moved to Savannah, was opening my second Five Guys, and tried Zunzi's for the first time. And it was one of those moments where it was just like magic happened. I tasted the conquistador. I tried the shit yes sauce. Kenny was chopping chicken. Johnny was saying, hey, baby, taste my sausage and slinging the sweet tea.
Yeah.
You always shake your head whenever I say that.
We don't do that anymore.
We don't. Yeah. There's like been a lot of movement since 2007. Probably a good thing.
We had to start somewhere.
We had to start somewhere. But I tried the tea, tried the sandwich, saw this experience, saw people lined up. And then I saw the customers saying shit yeah, and I saw the employees, the team members saying shit yeah, and they were having fun. And I knew there was some magic there. And so as I was sitting on this patio with secondhand equipment or furniture, and everyone was enjoying the experience next to a dumpster, next to a grease trap, flies. It was hot in Savannah, like 110 degrees, right? And I said in that moment, someday I'm going to buy this and franchise it. And so that set into motion me going, and really became my favorite sandwich. So I'd go once a month at least, get a bottle of sauce and dressing, get a conquistador or godfather, get my sweet tea, go home and eat it. And then when I'd run out of sauce again, I'd go ahead and go back that next month, get a sandwich and repeat. And I'd always talk to Johnny whenever I could and say, hey, if you want a franchise or sell this business, let me know. And so that's how it happened. Got a call at my Five Guys on Bay Street that I had. The manager, thank God, answered the phone. Phone systems suck and, you know, there's so much going on. But actually took his name down and I got a call right away. Hey, this guy, Johnny, wants to sell his restaurant. And at that time, I was looking for other franchises to add to our business. We were growing, you know, wanted to get to, you know, we had a contract for 7 stores. Ended up getting 7 by 2015, right? Did that. And it was crazy process to get there. And we'll talk on future podcasts of just what it takes to start to be an entrepreneur in the restaurant business. There's got to be something a little wrong with you, I think. And so, you know, that really set into motion. But I got that call and then it snowballed into us working out a deal to buy the original Zunzi's at York Street. And that really, you know, I used the Five Guys infrastructure we had to incubate the business. And then that set in the, you know, the whole process in motion.
Shit, yeah.
And so it's been fun. It's been wild. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
I've been a franchisee. Now we're franchising. We just sold Tampa, Sarasota for 7 stores, opening the Villages. Amazing franchisee down there. We're doing it different. We're going to talk about how we do things different. We're actually going to run them for them because we want to do it right. So totally different. Not really something done in the restaurant business, more in the hotel space. And we've got a bunch of expansion happening. So that's who I am on the business side. My many, you know, wiki bio, if there's one there. Don't look up Chris Smith on Urban Dictionary. Definitely look up Zunzi's on Urban Dictionary. Ew. It's really funny. I feel like a Zunzi all the time. And so that's just kind of a funny thing.
And you didn't find that out until after you bought it, right?
I bought it and then I was like, so people are asking me what Zunzi's means. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I got to figure this out. And so definitely check that out.
Googled
it's really,
it.
Really
yep.
funny.
Yep.
And if you're in the restaurant business, you feel like a Zunzi all of the time. Yep. It just makes sense. So outside of that, like I said, I'm the most blessed man I know. I have an amazing company. One of our, you know, ties to our mission is living the dream. And I'm living the dream every day. I have the best wife ever. I've got 2 amazing children, Scarlett and Stafford, 2.5. And Stafford just turned 1. And
happy birthday.
Yes. Yes, so, you know, they just light up my world and give me so much more purpose, you know, outside of just making sandwiches and drinks and making people say shit, yeah, there's just a new layer to my life, and it's really fun. So balancing all of that is really tough. I'll talk about that with our mission and the umbrella, and that's just one part of our life and how we're doing things different. Yeah, but, you know, you got that, and so that's, there you go.
That's Chris.
Yeah. I kind of needed that breather.
Yeah. Yes.
And Delia, way shorter than I did because I'm going to try to keep this to 26 minutes, but.
Got it. I'm Delia. Hi. I started with Zunzi's in 2021, showed up, said, hey, I want to be a server because before that, I graduated from Georgia Southern. I started from the end of this, but we're going to run with it. Graduated from Georgia Southern in 2020 with my degree in PR and wanted to go into event planning, but all the events were canceled because there was a pandemic. So I said, I'm just going to work online. That didn't work out. I'm going to go work in a restaurant. Had a great time at the first one. Went to the next one. Here we are. Worked in store.
Yes. Downtown location.
Yes, worked in store as a server.
And so we had opened, I think it was that year.
It was like 2021. A month after. Yeah.
And you walked in with your friend Liz.
Yeah.
She's down in Florida now.
We were just walking around with our resumes, like, because we didn't want to work on Tybee anymore. Yeah. Sorry, didn't mention that. Walked in
Not
store.
Not our Tybee location, but you were operating a location.
Yes.
You know, you're serving bartender, just living the dream on Tybee, which is.
I was living some dream.
There you go.
Yeah. And first person I met was Chris. Quite the impression. Love him. And
you don't
I found
have to
out
say that.
I do. And oh, I found out you. It was a South African restaurant and I had recently come back from
That's right.
South Africa being where I studied abroad. And I was like, oh my God, it's fate. So I stayed there, moved up to managing in store. got a little obsessive about managing in store, and
I loved because I am OCD about what we call lava, lighting, audio, video, atmosphere, right? And so you were always focused on that. And I was like, I need that attention to detail. We see things the same. Mm-hmm. The flower wall is yours.
For sure.
Yes.
And just went from there. He pulled me out of the store and said, marketing, come on. And
yes,
that was all she wrote.
That's it. And so one of the things I learned at Five Guys is they serve juicy, well-done burgers, right? And one of the things that they do is they don't track waste, right? Because then you're going to serve dry burgers. It's just a training problem that's there. And so they would always say, if it's overcooked, throw it away, start over, wait another 7 minutes. And I found that it's really probably shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to probably be saying I shouldn't say this all the time on the Shit Yeah Show.
You do that in general.
Is that I found good people serve juicy burgers, bad people serve dry burgers. It's kind of like church, grandma, mom, dad. If you did a good job, your kids serve juicy burgers. I found that. If you didn't, they serve dry burgers, and then it hurts our business. And so I recognized immediately right off the bat that both you and Liz were great people.
I'm going to tell my mom you said that.
Yes. There you go. Shout out to moms. My mom completely set a fire in me. It's probably why I'm the way I am. Actually, it's guaranteed I'm the way I am. Right, 100%. Her birthday's on the 26th. My mom's birthday is on the 26th, which I never even connected the dots on that, which is insane.
Of course it is.
That is wild. Okay, so we'll talk about 26, why that's important. Well, clearly, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that.
Always.
But so blessed and excited to have you on here with me. We have a graphic design call with Justin. We'll get him on here at some point. It kind of feels like that.
Yeah.
And so what we say is, let's get weird, is like, let's go ahead and have fun. Let's get weird. And that's what we're going to do as we talk into now that's, you know, who we are, sort of. How did we get here, sort of. And then why are we doing that? It's because the restaurant business sucks. For me personally, I hate the restaurant business.
Who doesn't?
People who are in the restaurant business that are in some big building, probably, and they haven't been in the restaurants for a long time and they're making decisions, to be honest. And I never want to become one of those people. It's why we do things differently. It's why we have the 26 Club. I can text our customers, our fans, our fan club all day, every day. I'm doing it all of the time. I'm texting our team as much as I can. I want to get to where I know what makes our team say shit yeah. I know what makes our fans say shit yeah. And I'm the best resource in the company. And then we're going to talk about it on here. And that's it. So I hate the restaurant business. That's why I'm in the restaurant business, right? I find purpose in changing it. And so that's a lofty goal that will probably never, ever happen. But it's direction, not perfection, is what I believe. And so it takes one person. It takes one restaurant. It takes two. You just keep on building it. And that's what we're doing. So the reason you asked the question, I know you were thinking it, why do I hate the restaurant business?
Chris, why do you hate the restaurant business?
Because it almost took everything from me. I'm a person who goes all in on anything. I was really into a certain sport growing up. It was golf, and it's like a one-person, you know, sport. And so I was really into that, and I would go, you know, 100 miles an hour, and I did that since I was like 6 years old, right, until 18, and then, you know, school, and then it was business. And so I was just so all in on it, and it, you know, from the world standpoint, I was probably successful with Five Guys and also with Zunzi's, but it takes its toll. The restaurant business will take everything from you if you let it, right? And so you got the rainbow umbrella on our Shit Yeah sauce, right? You got rainbow umbrellas in our restaurants, and most people don't know this, and that's why we're here, is to talk about why we're in business. The rainbow umbrella represents your life. And so, you know, when I bought Zunzi's, I was trying to figure out, if I'm going to do this, I know it's going to be terribly hard. I didn't know a pandemic was coming. I didn't know I'd create a beach.
How did
concept.
You not know there was a pandemic coming?
You know, because I'm not like in the dark web, or I'm not like on the message boards that are like, they're predicting that. Probably should next time. You know, don't have that extra time with the family.
Please
and kids.
Please don't do that.
Not going to do that. Yeah, it gets weird there for sure. But I figured out my life purpose, right? And I said, I need to figure out my life purpose, align it with the business, so that way when things get hard, right, it's going to pull me through it. And so we had the rainbow umbrellas, and I said, okay, well, I know my life purpose, right? And I'm going to align it with the business. And so the business side of that is at that time in 2014, 2015, and I created this with some people that we're going to interview probably on our next podcast, William the Flower, but the umbrella represents the eight areas of your life. Okay. And you've got your body, your health, your mind, emotions, your relationships, your time, your career, your finances, a sense of giving and celebrating life. Then your spiritual life purpose kind of works up like a ladder. The better you feel, right, the better your mindset and emotions are, supports your relationships, you manage your time well, that supports your job and your career, you make more money, you can celebrate, do amazing things with it, give, right, celebrate life, and finally it probably ties to something bigger than yourself, spiritual life purpose, whatever you want to call it. So I kind of went on that journey to become the best version of myself, right, in the process, because I didn't want this company to be about me either. Love Five Guys, Jimmy John's, companies that are named after a person.
Yeah.
I bought this. It wasn't named after me, right? I want to be tip of the spear talking about what sucks for all the people that are affected by it so they can grow their umbrella. And so, you know, with that, I kind of went on this journey to figure out how to become healthier, how to become a better mindset, manage my time better, better business, better relationships. Honestly, I neglected relationships probably the most, which sucks because the restaurant business takes so much time.
So much time.
But if you think of an umbrella, right, and you've got different, you know, there's different pieces. If there's holes in different areas, it rains through those holes. Well, when you're, you know, by yourself, 18, 21, you have no kids, right? Not married yet. There's a lucky guy out there for you, for sure. Well, yes, they're probably at Zunzabar.
That'll be a separate show.
Yes, separate show, but when it rains, different. Maybe after dark, we could call it that.
Oh, no.
It's a good idea. What we're going to do in talking about that with the holes, right? Let's come back. Yeah, what was I talking about? The holes in the umbrella. It rains on people you care about.
Mm-hmm.
Applies to our business too. If I make bad decisions for our company, we hire the wrong people, we go in the wrong direction, it's going to rain on our stakeholders. And so what I want to do is build this huge, big, bold, colorful umbrella. I can fit more people under it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's our stakeholders and we're able to grow. So that's the umbrella, right? And I was on that journey and, you know, I had a life event that completely just kind of changed everything about a year ago. And I'm sure at some point we'll talk about that, but it really kind of set a fire for my business and just really getting even more passionate about this. So I kind of give you a rundown real quick because 26 minutes, I will, you know, time stop sometimes, but it's not happening now, is highest level vision statement, right? What is it? The restaurant business.
Sucks. We're here to change it.
Shit, yeah. There you go.
Sorry, I get the mission and the vision confused.
I know. It's okay. They are aligned.
And I work
it's just,
with them every day.
It's like 1-3-2, right? It has to be in order. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with that. And then you've got the mission. So like I said, the mission for a long time was inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
We changed that to inspire you to live your dream,
mm-hmm.
right? Shoot your shot. You only get one chance at this, right? I'm happy I did because life is really hard when you got to do it with, even with an amazing wife and kids and resources, it's really hard. And so I want people who are working with us, just inspire people to shoot their shot, live their dream. One of our values, dream bigger. You know, we'll talk about that, probably do a whole thing on values with it. So restaurant business sucks. We're here to change it. Mission, inspire you to live your dream. And finally, the shit yeah promise, right? So we had the shit yeah has always been at our core. People ask mm-hmm. me, are we going to get rid of shit yeah? And I say, absolutely not. It's here to stay.
Shit, no.
I always say, I feel weird saying shit, no. It's always a positive thing, shit, yeah.
Well, like, shit, no, we're not going to get rid of it.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't come to terms with it,
okay.
personally.
Okay.
Maybe we can work through that as, like, shit, yeah, therapy on this.
Okay.
But, yeah, so the shit, yeah, promise is our promise to our six stakeholders that when they engage in our business, we want them to leave saying shit yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to say it, feeling it for sure. But if they're saying shit yeah, they're giving us a high five, they're having fun, man, we check the box.
Yeah.
And so there's six stakeholders in our business. We're going to be interviewing those stakeholders, right? Starts with our team. We're going to be interviewing our employees. We're going to interview our team. They're our
Excited.
Family. They're the engine that all of this matters. That's why I'm in business, right? We'll touch about that. We're going to interview franchisees of other brands, what they love about their franchise company, what they don't like. We're going to be bringing on franchisees. We want to make them say shit yeah. The $5 footlong does not make franchisees say shit yeah, right? That's good for the franchisor, not good for the franchisee. We don't want to do that. We can learn from other people. There's great brands that have done it well, like Five Guys, and there's others that haven't, right? And I want to make sure all stakeholders in order are doing that. So if our team is saying shit, yeah, our franchisees are saying shit, yeah, then our fans will, right? Really, really important. And I think you look at brands like Chick-fil-A, right? They're making people have pleasure, right? Them and Publix, my pleasure, right? Where shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah.
These brands are actually like pleasuring people in like a not a weird way, but like, hey, they're actually getting pleasure by serving them, right? So ours is shit, yeah. Next,
I like ours better.
Next stakeholder. I like shit yeah better too. All right, so that's our fans, right? We're making them say shit yeah. And then never compromising morals when we're saying that. And then next, fourth, is our community. We have Zunzi Fest coming up October 8th. We celebrate our growth through giving, right? And so Cure Childhood Cancer once a quarter. We got other stuff we're doing with Dank Sauce. Going to be amazing. We'll talk about to tie to communities. But communities we operate in, so important, right? All of our stakeholders are operating in those communities. Mm-hmm. So as we enter communities, we want to become part of the fabric and really make them better. So communities, our vendors, COVID showed the importance of our vendors.
For sure.
Man, amazing. US Foods, such an amazing partner. Our sauce company, Seaside Grown Frogmore Bottling. I went through 5 different companies for 9 years trying to figure it out. They were trying to add all these weird things to it to make change the color. I'm like, dude, add mayo. These guys are doing it right. As clean a label as we can do, going to always keep getting better at that. Sauce is so important to our business. So we just have these awesome partners, our bakery down, Village Bakery. We're going to talk about our vendors and how key they are to our business, especially as we grow. And then finally, our investors. Right? Investors are so critical to our business. They've been able to allow me to do, to do the right thing from day one.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a perfect business. It sucks working at Zunzi's and Zunzibar. You know, it sucks working at all restaurants. I just want it to suck a little bit less tomorrow. That's it.
Yep.
So that's the shit yeah promise. We're going to interview all of those stakeholders. I just want to make you say shit yeah. We're going to talk about it. Have fun along the way. Another one, let's get weird. And when we talk about let's get weird is we want to celebrate what's different about people. We have 99.999% DNA. It's the same. We're the same people, basically, right, to the core. What makes us different is really what I believe is special. I believe our gift puts us in front of amazing people, right? We want to celebrate your gift in our company. We want to find what makes you thrive. I feel like I've found mine, and that's why, you know, I get to do this. I'm living the dream. Being able to do this with you, I think you're having fun. This is awesome. Yeah. What makes me say shit yeah is seeing growth in our people. Huge for me is being able to provide growth. I believe when people are growing it's if you're not growing, you're dying, for one, because time is passing and you're in the same spot. So you're going backwards. So you need to have growth. And so there's 6 human needs, right? There's 4 that I consider the needs of the personality, 2 of the spirit. If you're a great business, you should be able to provide all of those to your team members. And so I take a big responsibility in that. One, we need to be able to provide certainty, right? If we're providing certainty, they're probably, you know, happy, right? There's growth.
That's a huge one.
There you go. There's certainty. I think, you know, we're growing, right? I don't want you going anywhere. But it's my responsibility to create opportunities for you. So certainty, too much certainty, right? You're just doing the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
You get bored. You need variety. So super important. We can provide that as you grow, you get variety, right? After that, you need to have significance, that what you do actually matters. You're not just going through the motions, plugging in numbers, doing that. Those are important things, right? But plugging in numbers with significance is way better. With that, you need love and connection, right? When our customers say they love us, when our team is like, I don't want to go anywhere else, like, that's amazing. We're doing the right things. Those are needs of the personality, kind of individual. I believe there's needs of the spirit, right? Which are the ones that when you can figure that out, and really what it is growth and giving. That's why we've aligned our growth with those two, is you can accomplish all of these through giving and through growth. You get variety through growth, right? Giving to people, you get love and connection, right? You get significance. If you know, once we're writing some really big checks as we grow, we're gonna have a little bit more significance.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What are we doing differently? The restaurant business, I say, is death by a million cuts, right? And so if you're gonna change it, what you've gotta do is you've really gotta focus on all those different areas of the business, and then what I consider be everyone's going that direction, right? All the black and white cows are saying moo, and they're going in that direction. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Seth Godin, for that. We're the purple cow. They just say we're the rainbow cow with our umbrellas. We are the ones doing it different. Let's get weird. And so if everybody's going that direction, I'm saying let's go the other direction. There always has to be the least stressed person at the wedding, right? That's okay. That's why I've got a beach bar business, right? I'm going to wear sandals. We're going to have fun with this, but we're going to do things radically different. The Shit Yeah Show is different. I don't think anybody's done this. And that's why I'm so excited. So, you know, that's what we're going to talk about. Super excited, Dahlia. Sorry, I talk so much.
This is your show. I am.
Oh, no. No, you're going to be keeping me on the rails. Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then William LaFleur is going to be the next guy we get.
I know.
Most likely with Larry Belton, our training manager. He's project manager for 26X. It's how we're going to take
LB.
Our growth. 26X by being a great stakeholder. A great steward of our two most important relationships, our team and our fans. So he has a huge role in the company.
Yes.
They both were at Chipotle together. Mm-hmm. They were at, you know, Five Guys with me for a period of time. Now they're doing amazing things in our company and then Bandana Burger. So going to get them on here, tell their story, talk about what makes them say shit yeah, what sucks about the restaurant business, and what are they doing different.
Yep. So they'll be our first guests.
It's going to be our first guests.
Shit yeah.
Shit yeah. So here we go. Start off with the first one. Open it up. I told you this was going to happen. Shake it up to activate.
You know,
you don't want that vinegar shot for the first one.
I forgot about this until just now, but we did agree to this before.
We did, so we're gonna cheers with some shit, yeah. There you go.
Hold on. Ooh, new caps.
Yes.
Cheers! Shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah. Mmm. So good. Shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Dahlia, this is amazing. Thank
you. Chris, thank you for having me.
That's hitting. It's yeah.
Ooh.
It's good.
It's very good. I just usually don't drink it.
It has, it's like umami, all the flavors.
Uh-huh.
So that's probably how we're going to finish is we'll do this every time.
I'm in. Yeah.
Shit yeah.
Shit yeah.
All right. That's a wrap.